I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. A little night music by Stephen Sondheim, book by Hugh Wheeler, comes to the IU Norvell Theater and Drama Center in the Ruth Ann Halls Theater in a production directed by George Pinney with music direction by Terry Labolt. Our guest is the actor Julia Mosby, who plays Desiree Armfelt. And among other things, she actually is the person who sings Send in the Clowns. Julia, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you're a junior BFA student focusing on musical theater.
Yes.
Audiences have had a chance to see you as a somewhat stiff Mrs. Lyons in Blood Brothers and a somewhat more relaxed young lady in Oklahoma.
Yes.
So no stranger to the stage. Both shows, by the way, at the Ruth Ann Halls.
Yes.
Interesting. Now, this particular production, it's a show that people know some of the music from. Comes originally from a movie treatment, really, Smiles of a Summer Night, and then was taken up by Sondheim and Hugh Wheeler. Tell us a little bit about your character. I've spilled the beans that you're going to get to sing Send in the Clowns, but tell us a little bit more about Desiree Armfelt.
Desiree Armfelt. Desiree is an actress, always has been an actress, was raised by her magnificent mother, and has been taught to, well, not necessarily taught, but maybe taught by example. Her mother had many suitors while Desiree was growing up, and she learned by that example, had many glamorous affairs, led the very glamorous life, and runs into an old friend of hers, Frederick, who she has more feelings for than she would probably like to admit, and vice versa. Frederick has been married since their last encounter, since they've last been together, and he happened to marry someone significantly younger than she. In fact, she's about 17 years old, so I get to tease him about that a little bit. And throughout the play, it's basically about her relationship with Frederick and her relationship with her current lover, a very handsome dragoon who, as the play likes to say, has the vanity of a peacock, the brain of a pea, but the physical proportions of dot, dot, dot.
One of the things about this particular production is it's high costume, and Erica Gries, who's now a third-year MFA and has done so many costumes, is doing the costumes for the show. Tell us a little bit about what you'll be wearing.
First, it starts off with the prep for getting into the costumes, which are just in the process of being completed as we speak. Mm-hmm. I first have to get into my corset, which I wear for every single rehearsal. We've been wearing them for about 2 weeks now. Total, which has been an interesting experience, but we're finally getting used to it, the ladies are, and breathing is easier, sitting is easier. It's taken a lot of time to adapt, but we all look like we have excellent posture, you know, teeny tiny waists, thank goodness, because who actually wants to work out? But we've been having to get into our corsets, and then after that, there's just layers and layers of clothing that we have to put on. It's not just a simple dress. These costumes are very extravagant, beautiful, very ornamented, delicious costumes, but it's a little toasty sometimes, I think.
We've been talking with Julia Mosby. She plays Desiree Armfelt in the upcoming production of A Little Night Music in the Ruth Ann Halls Theater, directed by George Pinney, music direction by Terry Labolt, opens on April 16th, plays the 16th and 17th, and then the next week as well. A chance for a little night music, an evening in three-quarter time. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.